Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, creating bathrooms for daily rejuvenation. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last November, Missouri voters narrowly passed a ballot measure that will allow for legal sports gambling in the state. But the ability of Missourians to log on to DraftKings or FanDuel is going to take several more months. Earlier this week, Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins rejected so-called emergency rules that would have potentially allowed for sports wagering this summer. STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum will join us in a moment to talk this through. But first, let's listen to his conversation recorded yesterday with the Secretary of State.
Mr. Secretary, can you explain why you did not approve the Missouri Gaming Commission's emergency rules about sports betting last week?
Yes. So the Missouri Gaming Commission submitted two sets of rules, one regular rules and one emergency rules. So I looked up in state statute what defined an emergency. And there are four things that qualify for something to be an emergency, but the most prevalent one is it must be something dealing with the health and well-being of Missourians in the state of Missouri. Sports book and sports betting, as far as making it legal to bet sooner, i.e. this summer versus this fall, does not constitute an emergency as far as Missouri state law is concerned.
The Missouri Gaming Commission put out a statement saying that your decision will delay for months the rollout of sports wagering. So what would you say to people who may be extremely disappointed that they may have to wait a little bit longer to place their bets?
I would say, you know, I take my job as Secretary of State very seriously, and I'm following Missouri state law as far as deciding whether or not an emergency rule should be approved or rejected. I've had several Missourians reach out to me, and they're very frustrated. They want a public comment period. An emergency rule does not allow for a public comment period or allow for the rules to go to JCAR, the bipartisan joint committee between senators and representatives that actually looks at the rules. So if I would have said, yes, this is a emergency, there would be no public comment period. And I've had a lot of folks reach out to me because they want to publicly comment on sportsbook, and here's why. I know that before the election, there were numerous commercials. I mean, you couldn't turn on the TV without having commercials about legalizing sportsbook and saying that all this money was going to go toward education. And in those commercials, it said anywhere between $35 million to $50 million a year it would go toward education if sportsbook was legalized here in the state of Missouri. However, when we're looking at the budget this next year, the House Budget Chairman, Dirk Deaton, actually went into House Bill 2, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education budget, and they are budgeting $1,084,000 would go toward education this year if sportsbook would have passed and been legalized starting this summer. So there's a big, wide discrepancy between the $35 to $50 million that the pro sportsbook commercials claim was going to go toward education and the $1,084,000 that is currently being budgeted for next year's budget starting July 1st. So there's a lot of people that want to have the opportunity to comment in on that and comment on the rules and see if they weren't sold a bad bill of goods as far as what they were told legalizing sportsbook was going to do for education and what is actually money that's going to be sent to education.
And just for our listeners, JCAR stands for the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. You mentioned this before, but this is basically a House and Senate committee that I think looks over various rules that are put forth by executive departments. Is that basically a good summary of what JCAR is?
Yeah, that's a good summary. And even according to that state statute, there's even in there it says if I approve an emergency rule, then that can be challenged and sent to the Cole County Circuit Court. And if someone says, no, actually that's, you know, legalizing sportsbook earlier so multimillionaires can become billionaires sooner and by implementing sportsbook a couple months earlier, then they can actually sue for damages. And so actually I'm not only am I following state law, but I'm protecting the taxpayers from and the Missouri Gaming Commission from possibly being sued if I would have approved the emergency rules when, according to the state law definition of an emergency rule, it wasn't actually an emergency.
Now that the Gaming Commission's rules are going through the non-expedited process, can you walk us through how long that could take to reach its conclusion?
Yeah, so during the normal process, which allows for public comment and goes through JCAR, which would not have been done if the emergency rules were in place, I would expect that there would probably be a fall launch of Sportsbook. I mean, Sportsbook was approved by the voters with a 50.05% of the vote. So it was about 50-50, actually. I mean, 49.95% of voters said that they did not want legalized Sportsbook here in the state of Missouri, which equated to about 3,000 votes statewide. So, you know, the Missouri Gaming Commission has known that this passed since it was certified in December by the prior Secretary of State administration. And so they can continue to work on these rules, work on the application process. You know, a lot of these casinos, they have already have Sportsbook in several other states. Not all the surrounding states of Missouri have Sportsbook. Oklahoma does not have Sportsbook, but many of them do and can go ahead. I mean, this isn't their first rodeo, so they know the process and procedures and the rules that should be passed and going through the normal review rule process.
Do you have any power as Secretary of State to make wholesale changes to the rules that the Gaming Commission put forward? And is it possible that you could recraft them in a way that just makes it impossible to actually launch sports betting later this fall?
No, my understanding is the power of the Secretary of State is to look at if an emergency rule is proposed, is to make sure that that is actually an emergency as defined in state statute. So as far as going forward in the normal rulemaking process, I would have the same power as any other citizen here in the state of Missouri where I can offer comments during the public comment period. We do administrative rules is actually under the Secretary of State's office, and so these rules under the normal rulemaking process will be published in the next issue of the administrative rule book, which comes out, I believe, in mid-March. That's the next time. So they will be published that and go through that normal rulemaking process. So I think there's still a good chance that Sportsbook could become legalized and ready to go live here this fall. But, you know, it does not... legalizing Sportsbook does not constitute an emergency, according to Missouri state law. Now, Governor Kehoe submitted an emergency rule, emergency order about a couple weeks ago, and it dealt with egg drop syndrome. I had no idea what egg drop syndrome was, but it has to do with chickens laying soft eggs, soft shell eggs, which is obviously a problem when you try to move those eggs around. And so he issued an emergency executive order. Most certainly, when it comes to chickens and eggs, that was an emergency. It did have to do with the well-being of Missourians and the health and benefit of Missourians to see if we couldn't get egg drop syndrome eradicated sooner here in the state of Missouri and by doing some testing procedures. And so I did approve that emergency rule because it was an actual emergency as defined by Missouri state law. So I don't have anything against Sportsbook. And in fact, if Sportsbook becomes live this next fall, I look forward to making a bet on the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl in 2026.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because you are not a stranger to the topic of sports betting, as you often question the wisdom of legalizing sports betting without also legalizing video lottery terminals.
Yes.
Can you assure Missourians that there's no linkage between your very public advocacy on this issue and the emergency rules decision?
No, there's, you know, I'm going to scrutinize any emergency rule that comes through my office, just as I took my oath to do, the oath of my office. Like I said, I take my duties as Secretary of State very seriously, and I am following state law that defines what an emergency is. And like I said, I'm also protecting taxpayer dollars to make sure that Missouri Gaming Commission or any other agency that submits an emergency rule doesn't get sued because it's not an emergency.
This is not the first time emergency rules have caused a executive branch kerfuffle. Last year, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft rejected emergency rules aimed at curtailing hemp-derived products, which sparked a very angry reaction from then-Governor Mike Parson. Now, I got a quote from Governor Keogh's spokeswoman, which was a lot more measured. She says that you and the governor have a good working relationship. But do you expect this move to hurt efforts to work with the governor in the future, given that he was a very public supporter of the sports betting amendment when he was running in the general election?
No, not at all. The Governor Keogh and I have a good working relationship. In fact, we notified when this emergency rule was sent to us. I know he does not have control over the Missouri Gaming Commission, but when this emergency rule was sent to us and did our research, and we said that, hey, we are going to reject this, we first contacted the governor's office to let them know that if they wanted to withdraw this emergency rule and just have the regular rulemaking process, that was fine with us. And they said, no, they were just go ahead and let us reject the emergency rule. So Governor Keogh is doing a great job. He's done a lot of good things, whether it's signed the emergency order on DEI in eliminating DEI in state government and trying to cut back on fraud and waste. And so I support Governor Keogh on a lot of his endeavors. Will Governor Keogh and I ever disagree? Yes, most certainly. We're going to disagree on some things. But I think he's doing a great job. And when we do have those disagreements, we will most certainly try and work through those beforehand.
My last question for you, and I understand that you don't have a magic wand and can force the legislature to do whatever you want them to do, but is there anything on the emergency rules process that maybe you would like to see changed compared to where it is now? Or do you think it's pretty much fine the way it is?
I think the emergency rule process is fine the way it is. You know, I think that it says in state statute what defines an emergency, which I'm sticking to. It also gives the legislature some buy-in as far as JCAR and letting them look at the different rules, which they would not have been able to do if it was declared an emergency to get sports betting legalized and live sooner. So I think the process works very well now.
That's Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins talking about the future of legal sports gambling in the state. He spoke with STL PR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum. And Jason joins me now. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jason, can you explain why you wanted to talk with Secretary of State Denny Hoskins in the first place?
If there's one issue in Missouri policy that transcends into the quote-unquote real world, it's sports betting. I know a lot of quote-unquote real people are very interested about when sports betting will be rolled out, and the fact that it was delayed a few months, I think, is going to interest and anger a lot of people. So rather than just go by a written word, I wanted to talk with him directly, the secretary in particular.
Was there anything he said that surprised you, Jason?
Not really. I think his argument that having legal sports betting in the fall or the summer really isn't an emergency, I think that's a pretty compelling argument, even if you disagree with the outcome. His views on sports betting are not a secret. As we talked about in the interview, he is largely responsible for it not passing the legislature because he wanted to pair it with legalizing video lottery terminals. So nothing really surprised me, but it was interesting that his skepticism of sports betting remains now that he is a statewide official instead of a senator.
Mm-hmm. Can you clarify, though, why it is that the Secretary of State is even involved in this process? I mean, we already know Missourians approved the amendment that made sports gambling legal.
So the Missouri Gaming Commission, under the confines of this amendment, are allowed to issue rules setting up the process to essentially have sports betting function. And that's going to require a lot of things, including providing licenses to, you know, casinos and sports venues, as well as two mobile apps, which will likely be FanDuel and DraftKings.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about in the interview, Like, you can do rules through the regular process and it takes a few months, or you can do it through emergency rules, which, again, in the amendment says they are authorized to do that. But again, if you look at the law, which I did, it really is specific that the emergency rules have to be dealing with a specific threat to, like, the public health or order or something like that. And, you know, when elections have consequences, and this Secretary of State gets to make the decision on whether an emergency is actually an emergency.
Now, Hoskins is saying that his rejecting emergency rules, that it will allow for public input. So, I mean, public input on what exactly?
Well, that's a good question. You can make an argument that there was public input. It was called the statewide election that narrowly passed this. But I do think it, in his view, it's important for the public to comment on the specific rules that are being put forth by the Missouri Gaming Commission. And if something could be changed to make sports betting more equitable or run smoother, and that comes from the public commenting on it, that will probably not be the worst outcome.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your conversation, Hoskins said that the state is budgeting for sports gambling to generate just over $1 million for education. But, I mean, if we think back, supporters of the amendment claimed that it would generate between $35 and $50 million for that purpose. Like, there's a gap there. I realize that, you know, there's often discrepancy, but why does that matter with what Hoskins is doing?
I think it matters because in his view, he doesn't really have a lot of power as Secretary of State to stop sports betting from happening, even though if he had his Secretary of State magic wand, which I kind of mentioned in the interview, he probably would go back to what he was doing in the Senate and say this can't be legalized until video lottery terminals are. I think that this is just a way to provide people who have a lot of questions about whether sports betting will actually generate the money that was promised to talk about that directly. I mean, I don't know how much it's gonna actually raise. Like, it depends on how much people bet on sports, and it also bets. It also depends on, like, how much money it's going to take to set up the program. And there's also some other things that will allow betting companies to deduct certain expenses as well.
And very quickly, Jason, what are the next steps in this process?
Well, there'll be public comment. And as the secretary says, I think the goal is for the rules to be complete by the end of August or early September. And I think the hope is then that sports betting would be online in the fall.
Jason Rosenbaum is STLPR's politics correspondent. Jason, as always, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Today's episode was produced by Alex Hoyer and Jason Rosenbaum. Audio engineering and editing by Jason.
This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.